Priya, maybe you can slip in something in the story as well. Looking at the Mahabharata, where the Kurukshetra war is about to start, a holy war on a holy ground, Kurukshetra, where two armies led by kings in the front with their soldiers behind them, heroically setting out there, giving their lives for the truth, for their countries, for their convictions, what is right. Yeah, I mean, and of course sometimes just for money, but as or riches. But the last lesson there from Drona or Kripacharya to Yudhishthira, from both of them actually, was don't fight for money, but for the truth, for the goodness. And then they had their war on their remote ground. Between the two armies, and that's how it was here as well, in Sweden and Europe. Kings were riding, sometimes in the Swedish king in front of the army, leading his army. And yeah, today war is fought by economic means, technological means, but then on a battlefield that has become brutish, rough, dark, hellish. Well, you can't even dig yourself down to avoid the enemy fire, because the fire is not from humans, but from little flying robots dropping bombs on you, carrying grenades. And the winner is the one who can pump most such lethal technology out of their military industrial complex. Which, yes, makes a good income for that military industrial complex.